So I want you to find a sitting position that's comfortable, yet allows you to stay alert, and go ahead and close your eyes. This meditation helps you develop the capacity to say yes no matter what your experience. So take a few full breaths. You know, feel the sensation of your lungs filling with air. Long, long out breath. You can do a quick scan of your body, noticing any areas of tightness or clenching. If you notice any of these areas, you can just try to relax a little bit more. Your breath turn to its natural rhythm. Notice the sounds around you. If you find yourself sort of wandering off in thought, just bring your attention back to the breath or to the sounds in the room. So I want you to bring to mind a current situation that brings a reaction of anger, fear, grief, or shame, or any more difficult emotion. It might be a fight with your partner, or the loss of somebody you love, a power struggle with your child. Be a chronic illness, or it could be a hurtful behavior that you did and you now regret. If you can really sort of get in touch with that story, so you can access the feelings that it elicits. I want you to notice the feelings in your heart, the thoughts that it elicits. Notice the sensations that it elicits in your body. What is it about this situation that gives you the strongest feelings? And you might see a particular scene in your mind or certain words that were said. You might recognize a belief that you carry about yourself or your future that got triggered. Difficult emotions, you might pay particular attention to the sensations in your stomach, your chest, or your throat. So what do you notice? Just name what you notice. Just silently name. We're going to just experiment with what happens when you resist that experience, when you resist your natural emotional response. We're going to experiment with saying no. So again, connect with the pain you feel from that situation. Connect with the feelings that situation brings up for you. To mentally direct a stream of no at the feelings. In your minds, say no to the story. No to the fact that's happening. Say no to the unpleasant feelings of whatever they are, whether it's fear or shame or grief. And let your internal no, let it be strong, rejecting, pushing away what you are experiencing. As you say no, I want you to really pay attention to what that feels like in your body. When you say no to that experience, what does it feel like in your body? What happens to the painful feelings when you say no? What happens? To your thoughts as you say no. What happens in your chest, in your throat, in your stomach? If you can, I want you to imagine what your life would be like if for the next few hours or weeks or months you continued to move through the world with thoughts and feelings of no. I want you to take a few more deep breaths, and we're going to let go of that for a second. You can open your eyes for a minute if you want to shift your posture. It's fine. When you've shifted, you can close your eyes again and kind of settle back down. Take a few more deep breaths. Try to let go of any areas of tightness. Relax just a bit more. I want you to take a few moments to bring that situation to mind again. I want you to think about the painful, difficult situation that you thought about before and remember the images, the words, the beliefs, the feelings. I want you to begin directing a mental stream of the word yes at those experiences. I want you to remember you're not agreeing that something is right or wrong. That has nothing to do with it, that you're not resigning yourself to anything or indulging anything. You're not agreeing that it will go on forever. You're just saying yes to the experience. to just say yes to the feelings, difficult feelings. Just say yes, just and allow. Let's be allowing. Those are scary for some people to feel those things, and they may have waves of no. And that's okay. Just let them come and go in the larger field of yes. Saying yes to the emotion. Saying yes to the parts of us that wants the pain to go away. Because we want it to go away. Saying yes to our thoughts and our feelings that come with it. Saying yes to the sensations that come up with thinking about this difficult situation. I want you to notice your experience as you say yes. Is there softening or opening and movement in your body when you say yes? Is there more space and openness in your mind? What happens to the unpleasantness as you say yes? I want you to notice that. Does it get more intense? Less intense? Does it get more diffuse? What happens to your heart area as you say yes? I wonder if you could imagine, what would your experience be in the hours, weeks, and months to come if you could begin to say yes to the challenges and sorrows of life? You to continue to sit now, releasing thoughts, noticing them coming back to your breath, resting in an alert, relaxed awareness. Let your intention be to say yes to whatever experience comes up. Allow your sensations, your emotions, your thoughts, your pictures in your mind to be met with the gentleness of a yes.